Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Five.
Okay. So.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, bring it on. Celebrate the vaccine lunacy. Celebrate the vaccine insanity. Bring it on, because it's coming closer to ending their dangerous, tyrannical attempt at the complete takeover of your body and your children's body. Bring it on. A bullet to the head. The vaccination movement. There's a great piece here in The Edgy Truth by our good friend Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. It seems people must observe someone taking a bullet to the head before they believe bullets can be deadly. And then they rue the day they ignored warnings about playing with loaded guns. That's what's happening in the vaccine industrial complex, the doctors that support it, and the politicians, the dunderheaded politicians who can't think clearly except for the money coming their way from the likes of Merck, GSK, and etc. And now, congratulations, the federal government is coming in on the act. It wasn't enough that SB 277 was having party time out in California. Now the feds have to take a part in this as well. We're going to talk about that. What's her name? Let's see. This Congresswoman Frederica S. Wilson, the latest vaccine stooge to come out of the Democratic Party, representing the 24th District of Florida down there, Miami-Dade and South Broward. And that, do you want to bring on the flooding of South Florida? Just mandate the vaccinations on a federal level. Brilliant. Freaking brilliant. Hey, welcome, folks. We got a great show tonight. We do. Honestly. I'm not just saying that. We have, for the first time ever, Brad Dacus from the Pacific Justice Institute. He's going to be with us talking about SB 277. The people fight back against vaccine mandates, against medical assault, vaccine rape. We got parents protesting in the South Bay. We got audio on that. Also, Sherry Marino from Autism Think Tank New Jersey is joining us for the first time. Going to preview Autism One coming up the 20th through the 24th of May in Chicago. And this Friday, this very Friday, Ty Bollinger, Robert Scott Bell, that's me, Sayer G. We got Paul Baratero. Aaron Elizabeth from Health Nut News is going to be down there with us as well at Food and Thought Friday evening. Come on down to Naples. That's in South Florida. If you're in Miami-Dade and you want to escape the district of Frederica S. Wilson, come on. We'll give you sanctuary for the evening there at Food and Thought. Congresswoman Frederica S. Wilson introduces legislation to require public school students to receive vaccines on a federal level. All right, stand by. We're going to get there. We're going to get there. Now, I think about the world we live in, and I mentioned the planet Zubla Dubla at times to say that's where the insane people should go. Maybe the sane people should go, because the people of planet Earth, a lot of them have abandoned sanity in this vaccine religion. There's a story here at Health Impact News put out by, who did this one? Parent denied opportunity to sue Merck after collecting $250,000 in blood money for MMR vaccine death of child. Now, the compassion is not happening with any politician on the left or the right that wants to mandate vaccines. It's just not happening. And you read this story, and you'll get you'll see what you probably know if you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Jessica Beam of Cronkite News has written another article about a family struggle with vaccine injury justice. Now, this is a heartbreaker. The family lost their son, died after receiving the MMR vaccine, 6 months of seizures before he died. I mean, this is as brutal gets. And they were told to go to the vaccine court. They were one of the fastest response times in terms of getting the so-called blood money, as it's called in this article. The special vaccine court, funded by taxpayers, already awarded $250,000 for the death of this child. She didn't want the money. Her husband didn't want to spend the money. But they were told that was the only way they can get anything for Jacob's death. And then I think an attorney had told her, well, you can still sue Merck, but you just can't sue them based on, a vaccine injury. It has to be something else. So he said that you could sue for yourself and your husband, right? For the loss of your son. Not necessarily blame the vaccine, because suddenly that means you have to go through the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, Kangaroo Court. So she filed a wrongful death against Merck and Company. Negligence, strict product liability, negligent design, failure to warn, misrepresentation, express warranty, implied warranty of merchantability, implied warranty of fitness for a particular purpose, and punitive damages. This is all in the court documents. Her attorney, Martin Keach, said their argument that there was nothing in the statute of the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act that takes away the parents' claims in this case. But according to the court documents, two other U.S. circuit courts have ruled that a vaccine-related injury or death that come under the purview of the Vaccine Act can only be associated with the individual who received the vaccine. But they went after it on a different basis. But they were still denied. You know, this is the point where you have got to recognize, if you don't already, that we have a government of the corporation, by the corporation, for the corporation. The artificial creations of the state have now taken over their master, if you will, their creator. Their creator is government. Your creator, my creator, is not government, even though they'll dupe you into believing it is, and you'll behave as if it is based on certain things that you will do. In other words, asking permission where none is required, as if you are enslaved to a master that is not godlike at all. And this is the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, where it is designed to eliminate, and it has successfully eliminated, any liability of the vaccine manufacturers should they cause death to your child, much less injury. You can't sue them. You can't be made whole again. You have to battle government. I don't know what you call the special masters that defend and try to deny you the compensation for the tragedy that befell you when you trusted the medical authorities and the government who put them in that place, or allowed them to climb in that place via the lobbying and the Flexner Report and everything else that descended from it in the 20th century into the 21st. Yeah, and you know what it reminds me of? Animal House, and I can't say this line. But you remember, Otter? I can't remember all the names of the people in Animal House. But one was the tubby guy. Super Don, are you here? Can I hear his voice? I don't hear it.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Now, I'm trying to remember. You know, that movie was so long ago.
I know.
Characters.
But it just occurred to me, when they borrowed his father's Lincoln, I don't know if it was a Continental, but it was a Lincoln, you know, with the suicide door on one side, and right. then they get out and they wreck it bad. And at one point, they just tell him, was it Dorfman or something? You effed up. You trusted us. In other words, they laughed at him for loaning them the car, because they knew what was going to happen. And it's not like you weren't warned. It's not like you didn't have access to the information. And I don't want you to... This is not me berating the parents of vaccine-injured children. But I'm saying, from this point forward, you have been made aware of what's going on. There's enough information. And in this Bullet to the Head article that Sherry Tenpenny wrote, she and I, we concur on this, that the outrageous acts of violent force in this case, the protests, the artificial astroturfing protest of her holiday visit to Australia, raised an international ruckus that brought thousands, if not hundreds of thousands or more people into the fold of recognizing that there is great controversy over the safety and efficacy of vaccinations. And so I implore you to speak up. Now, it's not our place to force people to stop vaccinating any more than it's their place to force us to vaccinate. Although we could make a strong argument that banning vaccines, like banning GMOs, is a justified type of intrusion, if you will, into your freedom, well, to hurt your kids, right? And they say, yeah, wait, you don't have a right to abuse your kids, do you? But that's what's happening with the vaccine program. And now from a state level to a federal level, this is moving. And I welcome it. I do, yes! Super Don, I know you're outraged. I welcome it. I say bring it on.
I can't stand it anymore. I'm going home.
Right.
Wait a minute. I am home. Never
taking mind. Your syringe and going home. No, this is it. The more they push, and I've said it many times, but it's becoming more evident by the day. The more they squeeze, the more star systems will, you know, escape your grasp. The little Star Wars there. And this is indeed what is happening. And now that they've gone to the federal level with this congressman, I mean, this woman, if you look at her, she's wearing a cowboy hat. She's got these giant faux pearls. Congressman Frederica Wilson, I think I linked up. Yeah, I did. In fact, I linked it up in the show notes. You can see the picture of her. And she's just smiling and happy saying, in order for kids to go to public school, they should get their shots. She introduced the Vaccinate All Children Act. Because requiring vaccinations for students will save lives and protect future generations. Congressman Wilson, I will say this, you are an idiot. And if you aren't already, just take some more vaccines and you will be literally the definition of an idiot. And that's not an insult, it's a definition that is defined specifically as to the functionality or the lack thereof of a human who is beyond ability to reach as far as intelligence levels. That she would propose this on the federal level. In fact, as I say, I'm taking her to task at the same time saying thank you. Is that a weird thing to do? Because the reality is the more people that try to push and force these mandates, the more they will push and force people who were formerly sleepy little sheeple or basically good people that just wanted to be left alone realize they're not going to be left alone and they will have to stand up and say, no, not here, not now, not ever. And maybe there will be a renaissance, a spiritual revolution here in the United States that will bring us back to a respect for individual liberty, for self-autonomy, for the freedom to raise our kids without medical assault being a mandated part of it, thanks to a government that has grown far too large and unconstitutional.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we are rocking the health world today. We got some major, major guests. One of them's coming up next segment. Brad Dacus, Pacific Justice Institute, talking SB 277 in California and more. As I say, bring it on. Who is this lady down in Miami-Dade, Broward, that would dare to say we should do on a federal level, mandate vaccinations to force all the states to make sure that the kids are vaccinated before they can go to government indoctrination centers? Who is this woman?
Well, she's an esteemed scientist and physician.
You shocked me there for a moment.
Yeah. Well, listen, you would think after listening to people like Offit and our friend Alan Phillips, vaccine attorney, was scheduled for a debate with a pediatrician, and he was told, like many of these blowhards in the media will say, that unless you are a doctor or a scientist, that you are an irresponsible participant in a debate because you're not qualified to really speak on it. So you would think this Frederica Wilson that is introducing this this mandated vaccine legislation would be somebody who'd be qualified. So if we take a look at her background, we find that she's famous for her large and colorful hats. She went through some efforts to get Congress to lift its ban on head coverings during House sessions.
What? What?
Yeah.
And she's an authority.
Professional background. What has she done here? She has a Master of Arts.
Okay.
And she served as a principal to an elementary school.
Well, can we get her for practicing medicine without a license? You know, she's just basically saying all kids in the United States should be shot up.
I mean, if somebody who is a vaccine attorney is not qualified to debate vaccine mandates, how does a former elementary school principal who wears funny hats more qualified than him?
Yeah.
That's my question.
But as I say, look at this positively, folks. I know it doesn't look bright. It looks dark, right? Dark is before the dawn, because the states are all coming out with these bills. But literally, it's stirring up the pot. It's waking up the sleeping giants out there. You moms and dads, and even if you're pro-vaccine, you got to recognize as well. I've been saying gotta a lot, and I apologize because, again, I'm not a guy that says, you got to do this, right? If you want to, let's just say this. You know, stand up and you know, stop this from happening. Now, one of the most powerful ways I've said for many years is simply to withdraw your consent, and people still don't understand that concept, really. They think that that's a passive thing to do, that you're just going to let people roll over you. No, when you withdraw your consent, you're drawing a line in the sand, and in a sense, you're daring them to cross it. Not that you want them to, but you're saying, listen, there'll be consequences to you crossing that line in the sand. This is where, you know, my sovereignty begins and yours ends. And I'm not crossing this line. You don't cross it. And if you do, then, of course, you got to be willing to stand up and do what's right here. And that's the foundation for what we call the Organic American Republic, a Republican form of government designed to protect individual liberty, now designed to protect, or I should say redesigned, reimagined, if you will, to protect large corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state other than, and under the guise of protecting children, reducing population, reducing fertility, increasing chronic disease, making people more desperately unhealthy and dependent upon a system that is collapsing under its own weight because it can't be paid for, no matter how many Obamacares or how much they want to socialize the medical system. Until you one day, again, wake up and say, no, freedom is worth it. Freedom is scary for some, maybe for everybody on some level. Oh, my gosh. You mean we have to stand up for ourselves? Yeah. That point, you recognize that it is much more important to be free than to be safe. Because safety is an illusion on this plane, on this planet. Safety on a spiritual perspective, okay, that's a different perspective, but that spiritual perspective can be with you wherever you go. You can breathe it, you can eat it, you can sleep it, you can live it. But it means disconnecting, if you will, withdrawing from the artificial reality of the artificial creations of the state and the state itself that creates artificially and imposes its will, which it doesn't have, except the corporations and the dictators that want to run your life, control you, and own you. Throw this blanket of perception around you, and you blindly accept it. I know I'm preaching today. It's pretty bad, Super Don. I better go to a guest. Yeah, Brad Dacus is scheduled to come on next. Pacific Justice Institute, SB 277, maybe has a different perspective than I do on what to do to stop this vaccine insanity. The mandates have got to stop before they start.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
My good buddy Paul Baratero is back with some great news, even greater news about Echo Water and the science behind it.
Absolutely. You know, we talk about GMOs a lot. Studies are showing that in certain individuals, GMO foods are causing gut issues. And effectively, when the gut is damaged, these children can't produce gastric ghrelin, which is very important. And so autism is being tied to a lack of gastric ghrelin. But consumption of water with H2 gas, molecular hydrogen, increases ghrelin production, and they're seeing huge benefits to autistic children where it's actually reversing.
Molecular hydrogen is going to be helping a lot of folks.
Oh, yeah.
Echo Water can be found at robertswater.com, robertswater.com, 800-337-7017. Free installation included and a forever warranty?
Yes, forever warranty, parts, labor, and shipping, as well as a 30-day money-back guarantee.
All right, plug into the H2 like I have. Call them 800-337-7017.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Parents held a protest today against a controversial bill that would restrict their ability to opt out of vaccinations for their children.
I believe in medical freedom.
I believe in a patient and a parent's right to make a choice for their own child, talking directly with their own medical doctor, not a politician.
So there is a real risk in it, and I think I, as a parent, have a choice of whether or not to take that risk, whether I take a risk with the disease or whether I take a risk with the known dangers of vaccines.
It is bothering me that the state is telling me what to do. They're my kids.
Are they your kids? You think they're your kids, don't you? And old RSB's been just a pain in your arse, just talking about this all these years, how the illusion is they're your kids. The reality is the government says they belong to them. It didn't happen by accident. It was designed. Did they do it to us on purpose? Yeah, you bet they did. Now, granted, many of those government dunderhead bureaucrats are operating in complete ignorance, but then so are many of our fellow Americans on this issue. Blindly asking permission of government to do things that are their birthright, your birthright, to get married. File a covenant of celestial marriage with whoever you want. If they're of the age of consent, no issue, no argument, it's none of their damn business, right? Birthing a child? Oh, wait, no, your child's not alive unless we give it a certificate. Really? Is the heart beating? Is there breath? Does it cry? It's alive. Yes. But put it in your Bible, your family Bible. You record the birth there. These are the things that are so very important, yet they're just kind of shrugged off as, oh, that's just irrelevant. That's just anachronistic, like they used to say of Ron Paul. Oh, he mentioned the Constitution. Did you hear that? Oh, that old document. Yeah, don't bring that up. Remember, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, didn't grant you, me, anybody, any rights. It merely was written to restrict the government so that it would not overgrow to violate the individual liberty of the people, we the people. Now, it's we the people incorporated. They have created an artificial you. And you live according to that by the belief that you are subservient to a formerly servant government. I know, it's not great news, but the assault on your children is weirdly great news. Not that I want any child hurt, and you know how much it upsets me, it hurts me, that any child has been hurt by vaccines. We're going to be together at Autism One, and you know I haven't been to one that I haven't cried, meeting some of the folks there and what they're going through. Very emotional. But the push, the demands, the mandates, the violations of your liberty, the violations of family sanctity and sovereignty are getting so extraordinarily overt and abusive that, as I'm saying, many of your friends and relatives and neighbors who formerly looked at you, a listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show, as a little kooky and nutty, who is that RSB guy talking about things like freedom, medical freedom, health freedom, healing liberty. And now they say, oh, I think I understand what you're talking about. And they might still be pro-vaccination, but they're going to stand with you, they're going to stand with me, they're going to stand with us on this issue because it's going too far. Parents that were formerly in their corner, the vaccine medical corner, are going, yeah, you're going a little too far. I don't buy this. This is not right. So that's what I'm saying. We're gaining allies with each attack, with each assault, with each threat to mandate participation in the medical church, the church of pharmaceutical and vaccine mysticism. Why don't you join us in our healing ministry? You don't have to leave your church, synagogue, or mosque. That's not what I'm saying. Friday evening, we're going to be together. It's the 15th of May in Naples, Florida, at Food and Thought. Sayer G, TMB, RSB, Paul Barrichero, who else? Erin Elizabeth says she's coming down for it, and you. I would love to have you there. Mike's hosting us, the whole Food and Thought gang. We're going to be together again. And it's going to be a really amazing, amazing Friday. And then, again, I can't believe it's already next week. It's just hard to conceive how fast this thing is going. Yeah, I know, I'm preaching on. We can't get a hold of Brad unless you tell me we got him. I'm preaching on. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. The Robert Scott Bell Show, linking through at robertscottbell.com, robertscottbell.com. Please say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors. They make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible 6 days a week. And with that, I believe we do have Brad Dacus of Pacific Justice Institute, and he's with us now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Brad, welcome.
Oh, it's a pleasure in the program. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad you're here, and I like the work you're doing. I've been really preaching heavily on this issue. The more they try to force us to accept this and violate the sanctity of families and mandate medical experimentation, medical assault on children by products that have no liability, companies that have no liability, you cannot sue them. I think we're going to gain more and more allies the more they push. Not that I like it, but on one level, it's waking folks up that have been complacent for too long.
Oh, yeah, it certainly has. You know, parents' rights are very fundamental, not just politically, but just instinctively. And when the government and others try to undermine those in any way, there's going to be a backlash. And I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah. Pacific Justice Institute, by the way, you can check them out online. We have them linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, pacificjustice.org. We're speaking with Brad Dacus, as president. And, Brad, what's going on out there in California with SB 277? Are we going to see a rising up of the political left to finally realize, wait a second, that's not what we were going for here when we wanted everybody to have access to medicine, whether they wanted to go socialism or not? The reality is they are largely responsible for the rise of these mandates in California.
Oh, they are. And there's something when they go down this path that they can be held accountable to. I think you're talking about the euthanasia bill, right?
Oh, that is what, yes. Carry on and describe that for everybody.
Yeah, it's horrific legislation where they're trying to get it passed where it allows someone who wants to just have themselves killed by a doctor to be able to do so. You know, if they're, say they're terminally ill and they're, you know, it's down the road, it could be months before their expected, you know, date of termination, if you will. But nonetheless, this would allow them to just take their life early and allows basically that right, if you will, to create it, to be able to not just live, but a right to terminate your life and die. And not just yourself, but with the assistance of licensed medical professionals whose obligation it is to preserve human life, not to cut it short. And that's exactly what this legislation does. And it would be very horrific for many statistically. Those who, when they get to be terminally ill, sometimes they feel like they're a burden, or they're likely terminally ill, they feel like they're going to be a burden. So they have this feeling, well, I should have my life taken so I'm not a burden. And of course, in reality, it's quite the opposite. That's the greatest time for cherishing and spending time with that loved one. But that's what we see actually taking place in places that have euthanasia, like Oregon.
Yes, Brad, the whole idea, and I get the concept of medicine and doctors being preserving of life, but the reality is it hasn't been playing out that way. When they have become licensed by the state, and when that state has granted a monopoly status to the allopathic pharmaceutical church, it is a church, I call it the Church of Vaccine and Pharmaceutical Mysticism, it violates our fundamental rights. In fact, granting rights is something that is anathema to our founding fathers, because the government wasn't there to grant any rights. It was just to defend the rights that we have to life, liberty, and property, or pursuit of happiness, as they described it way back
right.
when.
Right. Oh, you're absolutely correct. There's nothing based on the laws of nature and nature's God, or, you know, natural law, if you will, that our founding fathers referenced in articulating rights. There's nothing there to imply that an individual has some kind of right to take their life, much less have a right to have a doctor or the government take their life and exterminate them prematurely. You have an 18-year-old girl, for example, who's mentally, emotionally very distraught because of some medical condition she's facing. She has her life taken with the help of a big brother, and the parents find out with the notice of her death, and that would be horrendous. But that's exactly the kind of things this legislation would employ.
It's absolutely incredible what's happening here. Now, in terms of the sanctity of life, when we talk about these vaccine mandates, it is not arguable that children have not died from
vaccines. They do. In fact, we cover these stories all too often. And the parents who have accepted, some blindly, some with a little reticence, reluctance, or fear, these vaccine mandates, even though there are still philosophical and religious exemptions in most states, but they're trying to eliminate them in California and other states, and now a federal law has been proposed as well to do that.
Right.
The risk of vaccination is known, and it's right there in the vaccine inserts. You don't know when your child is the one that's going to get taken out.
Right. Yeah, there's 32 people that have died so far from the measles vaccine. People say, oh, it's only 32. Well, if it's one of your children,
yes,
not just one, it's 32. And these are situations where parents may know that their child has had reactions whatever. They feel, based on their child, their parents' parental hunch, if you will, that it wouldn't be appropriate for their child to have another vaccine, perhaps. And or they have religious convictions. And this is across the aisle, both, you know, the left and the right. You have vegetarians who don't want a vaccine that has animal parts used. You have also conservatives humanitarians who don't want a vaccine where aborted human embryos were used for its creation.
Right.
But whatever the reason, individuals should be able to have that right protected. What California is proposing is the most extreme of any state, in that it has no room for any exemption, whether based on personal conviction or religious conviction, and is very broad sweeping, and is clearly unnecessary to meet the goal of a herd immunity, which we already have in California with such a large high percentage already vaccinated.
Extraordinarily. And Brad, I appreciate you standing up for the people who don't want to be assaulted in this way, who don't want their philosophical or religious rights of refusal of medical experimentation on their children to be removed by SB 277. PacificJustice.org is the website. Brad Dacus, thank you so much for chiming in. You're doing great work out there.
Thank you for the opportunity. Appreciate your show. Thank you.
You got it. Take care. Keep it up. We got lots more healing to go. How about defending the beaches of Sweden? Does Sweden have beaches from Soviet submarines? Well, maybe the Russian subs now. But they have a unique nonviolent way to send them away. Let's find out if it works after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earthfiles publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
From the makers of Blockit Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blockit Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Not ashamed to admit that I danced to In the Navy and YMCA. Remember those days, the village people? Why did we come in with that bumper music? Well, we're going to Sweden, and this isn't about the Swedish bikini team in this case. This is about protecting, I joked, the beaches of Sweden. I've been to Sweden. I didn't see any beaches, maybe a fjord or two, but that's further up in Norway, too. But evidently, there are some really close encounters of the... how would we say it? The submarine kind. No, that's not a sexual reference. No, I'm talking real live Russian subs. Submarines.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
It wasn't mine. I was just saying this is where everybody's going to go. But there's budgets for defense in socialist countries. They're not typically very high. And, of course, the argument is, oh, my gosh, the Russian subs are getting too close to us in the Baltic Sea. We need to ramp up our defense spending in Sweden. We need to lob some Swedish meatballs, yeah, over the Russian subs. And so they're a peace-loving, I think, country. I've met some Swedes, and they're very nice. Some very, very pretty. And the Swedish Peace and Arbitration Society has a different suggestion. A different way to figure out how to stop these Russian subs from getting too close to their shores. Let's give a listen.
after the Swedes reportedly intercepted an emergency call from these waters to a Russian base.
A week-long hunt for a phantom submarine.
It's a foreign submarine.
It's a Russian submarine.
A Russian intruder.
Who claims that Russia...
to be a Russian submarine lurking near Sweden.
Someone is coming.
It's getting scary in Sweden, my friends. And they're just going to have to raise their... they're just going to have to raise their military budget.
Voices in Sweden are being raised to rearm, increase the military budget with $1.9 billion. The Swedish Peace and Arbitration Society wants to discuss a more effective way than violence and aggression to solve conflicts.
Okay, all right. You know, we're peace-loving people here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Maybe there's another way than raising the budget by $1.5 billion for defense in Sweden. Let's see what they have to offer.
Instead of angry threats, any visitors will now receive a warm welcome. The Swedish Peace and Arbitration Society proudly presents The Singing Sailor.
What? The Singing Sailor to the rescue.
Awesome.
What is this?
What you've got is you've got this kind of this electronic sign, and it's got this sailor with wearing like Speedo.
Yoo-hoo.
And doing the whole like boogie dance thing.
Hello, Russian!
Like that. Yeah.
Come on into port, big boy. Oh, my gosh.
It's great. But it does more than that, actually.
More than more? What more could it do? You can't do more than that. This is a family show. What is it going to do?
The Singing Sailor sends out a Morse code to any visitors nearby.
Now, for those of you who do not know Morse code...
I'm hoping not. What did it say?
What Morse code is saying to the submarine is, this way if you are gay.
No, really?
Yes.
Hello, boys. Come on into Sweden. You're welcome here. So that's supposed to scare them away?
Well, they think it will. And I've got to be objective here. Okay.
I just
got to say this just to get it off my chest.
Okay.
It is kind of a silly, funny story. But if you think about it, I mean, they're using gay as basically a deterrent. And so I could honestly say, you know what, it's almost kind of in a little bit of bad taste, though, too.
Borderline, isn't it? I mean, what about the gay Russian sailors on the submarine, right?
You think there aren't gay Russians? I mean, they might be like full speed ahead.
Yeah, I know. Not in Putin's Russia, of course. Discrimination against gays in Russia is fairly legendary. So what an interesting story that is, though. I think, again, I'm going to give them points for creativity and imagination. Instead of raising the budget for the military $1.5 billion, we'll just put out a pink cowboy welcoming all the gay Russian sailors, and then they'll be frightened. They'll turn away. They'll go back to Mother Russia. I don't know if it's going to work, but how could you not? Well, no, we couldn't pass up that story. That's just one of the strangest stories that we have ever covered, and we've covered some strange stories here. In the Navy.
Why didn't they say, you know, if you like vaccines, come this way? Maybe that would have scared them away.
Yeah,
GMOs over here.
Yeah, walk this way. We're not judging. We're just here to support you in your message and our message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. And if you think it's going to dissuade the Russian submarines to go away from Sweden, then, have at it. We'll report back on what happens. All right, we're out of time for this hour. We'll be back with more powerful healing next hour. And, of course, more vaccine insanity. We'll preview Autism 1 because the power to heal is yours.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.